Counterfeit. Dynamiter in suede shoes. Hire purchase, a legal system for the purchase of goods by which they are obtained on hire, and each payment is also treated as part payment of the purchase price. Dynamiter in suede shoes, a name given to a salesman dressing in flashy clothes, driving in the biggest, most expensive car, and who generates a sales pressure that blasts or dynamites a customer into signing for goods almost before the customer realizes what he's doing. Combine the hire purchase system with the suede shoe dynamiter. Result? An enormous scheme which so far has cost the government of the United States of America $1.5 billion. In theory, this scheme is a magnificent thing. It is completely genuine. In practice, it is a magnificent swindle. It is counterfeit. 1934, Washington, USA. The government is looking for means to lift its nation out of the doldrums, to create jobs for men, markets for goods, encourage banks to lend money. So it passes a new act, the National Housing Act. In it is one particular law known as Title I. It is quite simple. It means that in the field of property improvements, any homeowner may receive bank loans up to $2,500, payable within 30 months with interest. And the government will insure each bank against loss, insure every bank against non-payment of each loan. To police this new law, Title I, the government establishes a new department, the FHA, otherwise known as the Federal Housing Administration. Homeowners welcome it, use it. Trade is stimulated, currency circulation increased. And then the rot sets in. February 1952, Los Angeles, California. In a typical suburban street, a typical suburban house is built for a typical ex-GI, Joe Blake. The place is mortgaged by a loan guaranteed under the government's Veterans Housing Program. March 1952. Joe Blake, wife Sally, their two young children, all four move into their new home. A week goes by. Then the rot sets in.
Yes.
Now, good evening. Am I addressing the little lady of the house?
Oh, why, yes.
The Blackman's my name, Al Blackman. Is the man of the house in too?
Joe. Oh, yes, he's in.
Oh, wonderful, swell. Couldn't be better. I'd like a word with you two good folk together.
Well, what's this about, Mr.?
Yeah, my card? Al Blackman, salesman specializing in the world's best and biggest and most efficient washing machines. Let's look at your hands. All red and sore looking. Washed up red. That's too bad. Yeah, that's too bad.
Oh, gee, I wish we could afford a washing machine. The money don't grow on trees, you know.
That's where you're wrong, Mrs. Yeah. What did you say your name was?
Blake. Oh, here comes my husband, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, sir?
I was just telling your little lady here, Mr. Blake, she needs the biggest and best washing machine in the world.
You ain't telling me nothing, mister. My wage of $270 a month don't run a no washing machine, no, sir.
$270 a month? Why, sir, that's more than you need to give your little lady the break she needs. More than enough to have installed in your little love nest here the world's finest and biggest and guaranteed the most efficient washing machine that washes the daintiest of garments softer and more gentle than human hands.
Is that so, huh? It really does that.
Lady, would I tell a lie? Honest Al Blackman, they call me. Ask anyone. I've been on the road now for years, and I'm telling you there isn't one customer who don't welcome me back. No, sir, not one. Now, about this washing machine.
Look, I'm sorry, buddy, but I guess we just ain't in the market. We can't afford it.
Can't afford it, Mr. Blake, if you only knew. If you only... Look, can you spare me a few moments? You're just the kind of folk I like. Real people. And I want people like you to have the best there is. Now, can you spare me a few moments? Now, look, where can we talk without the neighbors listening to your business? Though I guarantee that the moment they see your beautiful, big, shining washing machine, they'll hurry and get one for themselves.
All right. Come in through to the lounge.
Oh, no, that's real kind of you, good folk. That's real kind. Well, say, what a swell little nest you've got. Yes, sir, what a swell little... Oh, say, now, isn't that just the cutest lounge? And don't tell me, no, that photo. I should have guessed a GI veteran. And those, well, I'll bet that they're your swell kids. Gee, look, I've seen some nice kids, but they sure beat them hands down. Now, about this washing machine, it's yours. Installed absolutely free of cost for only $250.
Oh, gee.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's out, Sally. You know I only make $270 a month.
Now, hold your horses, folks. Hold your horses. I can see that you don't know about Title I loans for the homeowner. Title I loans guaranteed by the FHA means you get a loan, no questions asked, up to $2,500 for such things as washing machines, heating and ventilating equipment, air conditioning, garbage disposal units, water softeners, insulation, even for new roofing, patios, porches, and painting, all for a couple of dollars a week. Now, look, it's about time you people, you good, real people, were able to get something decent for yourselves for once. Now, that is why my friends joined up with the government, good old Uncle Sam, to make these low-payment FHA Title I loans possible.
Sure, that's swell, but listen...
Joe, don't interrupt. I'm interested if you ain't. Now, what was you saying, Mr. Blackman?
Yeah, but Sal, listen.
Oh, quiet, Joe Blake.
Now, like I say, my firm's joined Uncle Sam. So that figures that you know that what we're selling must be the best there is if the government guarantees the loans. Now, look, I'm tired of seeing folk... Good folk like you kicked around and told that they can't have things just because they can't fork over the cash at once.
Mr. Blockman, that's just what I keep telling Joe here. Isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, but I ain't got enough dough to spend on no washing machine.
Oh, pardon me, Joe. you don't mind me calling you Joe, do you? Call me Al, everybody does. Now, Joe, now listen, you've got it all wrong, Joe. You have. You don't have to fork out $250. Uncle Sam does.
Well, look, I don't figure that, mister. I don't see it.
Now, look. Now, you sign this contract for a new washing machine. Now, I hand the contract to my firm. The firm installs the machine pronto.
Without us paying any deposits.
That brand new washing machine will be installed here in your home within 3 days from you signing this contract. And without you paying even a plugged nickel. You see? So, okay. Now, look, when my firm gets your contract, it passes it on to the FHA. The FHA okays it with the bank. The bank pays my firm for the washing machine. And then you pay only a couple of dollars a week.
Gee.
But where does Uncle Sam come in?
Simple again. Look, now, say you get sick or something. You never can tell. Now, look, you can't pay the bank. Does the bank care? No, sir. The bank just tells the government, and the government, insuring the bank against any loss, any non-payment of a loan, it pays the bank.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Oh, that sure sounds dandy, Al. But listen, when anybody can pay anything off, ain't it the usual business to come and repossess it?
Mm-hmm.
Like Eddie Brackenshaw down the street. He couldn't pay off his auto, and bam, the auto company just took the jalopy back off him.
My good lady, listen. Listen, there is a widget. Washing machines, garbage disposals, water softeners, goods like that. Millions of them sold on Title I FHA loans all across America from coast to coast. Look, I guess there must be 500,000 good folk using them things, but they can't keep up the loan payments. All right. Now, look, the banks paid the firm who sold the goods. The government paid the bank the rest of the money owing. Now, don't you get it,
Well, that means that Uncle Sam's the only one who can repossess the goods, huh?
Yeah, that's it, Joe. Look, can you see the government up in Washington repossessing a couple of 100,000 washing machines, a couple of 100,000 garbage disposal units, maybe 1,000,000 tiles off a guy's roof, the paint off their walls, patios off their homes? Can you see the government repossessing all those things, Look, where the heck have the federal boys keep them all, huh?
Gee, but... Look, Al, why couldn't the government sue us folks for the money owing?
Oh, little lady. Little lady, it'd take 1,000 years to get all folk who owe money in courts to sue them for back payments.
Well, what do you know, huh?
Oh, Joe, let's get that washing machine.
Now, what have you got to lose? Now, listen. Look, if you can't pay back, the law also states that you can't lose even a non-mortgaged home by foreclosure. Uncle Sam wants to see good folk like you keep your homes and keep them up to date.
Okay, Al. Give us that contract.
Oh, swell. I'll bet that makes your little lady happy.
I say it does. Oh, gee. A washing machine. I won't be bawling out the kids now for messing up the clothes.
Yeah, no, of course you won't. Now, look, while we're on the subject, do you good folk realize that you're in a hard water area? Because you are, you know. So while you're about it, why don't you sign up for water siphon?
Hey, now, wait a minute. What the heck's the good of that?
Yeah, I can't see no good coming from one of them things.
No? Now, look, hard water only ruins your clothes, and it ruins your health. And the health of your kids, too.
It does?
Who says?
You just ask any doctor. Ask your local health authority. They'll all tell you that hard water ruins your health and clothes. The same as if you don't have a garbage disposal unit, you attract rats. And rats bring diseases right here inside your home. Yes, sir. The same as you good folk and enjoyed better health. And the kids a nice place to play if you'd fix a patio on the house. Somewhere nice to relax in, the kids to play. And it'll sure increase the capital value of your home.
And I can get a loan to cover all these things?
Up to $2,500. Listen. Now, listen, just how is this for a swell proposition? I just thought of it. Now, listen, you sign up for a washing machine, a water softener, garbage disposal unit, a nice wide patio, some real good wall insulation to keep you warm now when it's coming, and it'll keep the inside cool in summer. And all that'll come to around $2,000. Okay, okay, go the lot. Take out a Title I FHA loan for $2,500. Use the extra $500 so you can take this little lady here and your kids on a kind of vacation that they deserve.
Gee, half a sec, Joe. I feel like all my birthdays have come at once.
Yeah, birthdays and Christmases.
Oh, just think, Joe, all them new things in our little home. Now more wash tubs burning the garbage, ruining our health and the kids with hard water. A patio for us all to play on and... Oh, gee, Joe, let's.
Huh? All right, yeah, let's. And if I get sick or something, well, why should I worry, huh?
You've got it, Joe! Why should you worry, huh? Let Uncle Sam do the worrying for you. Now just put your signature here on the dotted line and everything's fine. Just fine and dandy.
Today in the United States, what was a good law in 1934 is still a good law, in theory. But irresponsible people, indifferent, often non-existing pre-loan investigations, laxness all up and down the line, turned the Title I law into a vast racket, with dynamiters' rake-off being cash commissions on home improvements sold at 100 to 1,000% above normal prices. What set out to be genuine has been turned into something false. A swindle so widespread that already $1.5 billion of home improvement loans insured by the government are outstanding. This is a true story, forged from the world of counterfeit. Counterfeit was written by Ronald Ingleby. Your narrators were John Mellion and Charles Tingle. And the program was produced by Walter Pym for Artranza.